For decades, Britain has been used as a gateway to Europe by Japanese firms. Nissan's decision to move production of its X-Trail SUV back to Japan has been met with dismay.
It concerns me that they have noted the uncertainty around Brexit, and I think that is a serious signal to all of us in Parliament that now is the time to resolve that uncertainty.
As Britain's ties stumble, Japan and the European Union are celebrating a trade deal that will cover a third of global GDP. Visiting Tokyo Monday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said a Brexit deal was still possible. The threat of a no-deal Brexit is growing starker by the day. Government contingency plans leaked to British media purportedly entail evacuating the royal family from Buckingham Palace. Worst-case scenarios include rioting on the streets amid food and medicine shortages, as waste export restrictions create mountains of garbage.
Obviously, it's a very complicated scenario, which entails incredible implications for citizens, for businesses on both sides of the channel. But the other option is to rethink the withdrawal agreement, but not entirely. It's just about arranging the process that might lead the withdrawal agreement to finally find a majority in the Houses.
That might not be enough. Britain is demanding changes to the so-called Irish backstop, which seeks to keep Britain tied to EU rules until a trade deal is in place, aimed at preventing a hard border between the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland, which will become the EU's external border. A reminder that the current deadlock is just the beginning of Britain's recasting its relationship with a changing Europe, a process that could take years, if not decades. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.